Gehazi, his servant, called the Shunammite. And when he called her, she stood before him, and he said to him, "Say now to her, behold, you have been careful for us with all this care. What can I do for you?" Now notice, he isn't saying, "What you want the Lord to do for you, honey?" He's saying, "What can I do for you?" And then he says, "Would you be spoken for to the king or to the captain of the army?" And she answered, "I live among my own people." Now, this is the decree. You're going to decree as a response to an unprecedented act of kindness. Now, who is extending the unprecedented act of kindness? The Shunammite woman to whom? To the prophet. What does the Bible say? What does Jesus say about the prophet? If you give to a prophet in the name of a prophet, you receive the prophet's reward. She said, "I live among my own people. I don't have any needs." So he said to Gehazi, who was the translator, "What then is to be done for her?" And Gehazi throws her husband under the bus. Can you turn the sound off a minute for me to blow my nose? She said, "Truly, she has no son and her husband is old." Now, the question that I want to raise here is, what's old got to do with it? Got to do with it? Got to do with it? What's old got to do with it? Got to do with it? He said, "Call her." When he called her, she stood in the doorway, and then he said, "Next year, about this time, you're gonna have a boy." She said, "Don't go there. Don't go there. Don't mess me up." She said, "Look, I know he old, but he nice. Do not lie to your maid servant." But the Bible says, "And the woman conceived and bore a son at that season next year, as Elisha had said to her." Now remember, the question isn't what do you want God to do? What can I do to express my thanks? And she said, "I don't have any needs. I don't need you to talk to the king."